Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of November 15th, 2010. In cryptid news, the Chupacabra is back in the news this week with an update on the July sightings in eastern Oklahoma. Tonight's guest on the Grand Dark Conspiracy, Nick Redfern, was asked to help out the local news channel, Fox 25 in Oklahoma City, to help look for this elusive animal. Obviously not the outdoor type, the reporter's reaction to hearing a coyote call during the video is priceless. Are chupacabras on the loose in Oklahoma, or are they just coyote and or dog crossbreeds with mange? The U.S. version of the chupacabra is far different from the original Puerto Rican variety, as we have discussed in the past on this show, but until we begin to have attacks on American soil will the legend begin to gain some legitimacy outside of where these animals are typically sighted. In UFO news, the north of England has dubbed itself the UFO capital of the world, amid new photographs of a supposed UFO in flight. This determination is also in part to the growing UFO sightings in this area of England. Do they not realize these sightings are increasing all over the world? Is this part of a worldwide flap caused by paranoia and jumping to conclusions because of the intense media coverage? Another UFO sighting in New York City is determined to be nothing more than contrail from a jet. The video, shot from a news helicopter in which it shows the Empire State Building with a flame pluming behind it, is said to be just the remnants of a jet passing in view. At first glance, it's hard to believe, but after realizing the atmosphere is very heavy, it becomes understandable. The other contrail in the news this week was the one sighted off the coast of Southern California. Was it a missile or just a jet contrail? I think Occam would agree, it's probably just a jet contrail. In ghost news, a group of ghost hunters plan on investigating the site of the Titanic. Yes, you heard me correctly, a group plans on going out to sea and investigating over the wreck site of the Titanic, which lies 2.5 miles below the water's surface. Obviously, many people died from hypothermia on the surface of the water, but how easily will it be to investigate this? This is the perfect definition of an exercise in futility. Not only is this part of the ocean very deep, it is also very rough. There will be movement and noise of the ship and the waves to contend with, and let alone the likely birds following the expedition. Oh, and then there's the financial cost. The group is trying to raise $83,000 to accomplish this mission. Apparently there are numerous television shows that show an interest, but none that will fund them. And in other news, an amazing video of a meteor falling to Earth and lighting up the sky in Western Canada was shown on NBC Nightly News. The video was shot from a police dash cam and shows the fireball coming to Earth and exploding over the surface. The video was shot from a police dash cam and shows the fireball coming to Earth and exploding over the surface. Fragments can then be seen continuing to fall to Earth and more than likely left some sort of small impact crater. Did you hear the big announcement from the NASA news conference this morning about the important discovery made from the Chandra X-ray Observatory? The conference is in reference to a, quote, discovery of an exceptional object in our cosmic neighborhood, unquote. If you didn't hear about it, you will have to wait for details next week. The Large Hadron Collider in Europe has successfully recreated the conditions that followed the Big Bang on an obviously smaller scale. It will take a few weeks to analyze the data. Links to these stories can be found at the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Paranormal News Insider will begin counting down the top 10 biggest stories of 2010 coming up on November 29th. Do you have a favorite for number one? Let us know. The rankings will be based on their significance through the development of the paranormal field, as well as the exposure by the media. We will also be taking your predictions on any paranormal subject for next year. If you have any information about any conference or convention and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider at paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com. on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fatemag.com/fateradio. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed. investigating the phantom signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.